with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said Wednesday that North Korea risks annihilation if it starts a war, and he told the North it must end its pursuit of nuclear weaponry. And in an early morning Twitter comment, President Trump said his first order as president after taking office in January was to renovate and modernize our nuclear arsenal. He said he was hopeful that we will never have to use this power, but there will never be a time that we are not the most powerful nation in the world. Trump's top diplomat, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, is seeking to downplay the threats between North Korea and Trump following last week's unanimous vote by the UN Security Council to impose new, more stringent sanctions on North Korea.
Tillerson spoke to reporters while flying to Guam Wednesday after a day of heated rhetoric between Washington and Pyongyang. He defended the strong rhetoric from U.S. President Donald Trump, but also sought to calm U.S. citizens fearing a nuclear conflict with North Korea.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so.
Trump on Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea, saying if Pyongyang continues its threats against the United States, they will, quote, be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Kenyan police opened fire Wednesday to disperse rioters in several areas after presidential challenger Raila Odinga alleged election fraud. Odinga alleged that hackers had used the identity of a murdered elections official to infiltrate the database of the Election Commission and manipulate results in favor of President Uhuru Kenyatta. The president is seeking a second term. At least three people were killed. Odinga has told his supporters not to accept the results.
Under total disregard of Section 39 of the Elections Act, which requires the IBC to stream all forms 34 forms on the public portal. As we stand, not a single form 34 has been streamed. What we are getting are text results that are not provided for under Section 39. The form 34s are not supposed to come after the results.